fiery horse of the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. When gold was first discovered in the western United States, thousands of miners and prospectors swarmed into the new territory. The search for the precious yellow metal warped their characters, and the hills of California became the wildest section of the frontier. It was not until the masked rider of the plains carried his fight for law and order into the camps that the honest miners found peace and security. Without his strength and courage, the winning of the West might never have been accomplished. Return with us now those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading west for the gold country! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Neither Lige Tuttle, the storekeeper at Comanche Corners, nor Ike Sims, an elderly prospector, guessed that the tall stranger who had just entered the store was the famous Lone Ranger in disguise. Ike was buying an outfit. He felt the heft of a shovel, nodded his head with satisfaction, and placed it on the counter.
That's it, Lige. That's everything, I reckon. Now, how do we shape up?
Let me see. Gave you $50 in cash, didn't I?
Yes, sirree. I got it right here in my poke.
Grub come to 15. The rest of your outfit, counting the mule, it's another 60. 60 and 15's 75, and 50's 125, right?
You ain't like Pearson. Your word for it is good enough for me.
Thank you, Ike. I'll be with you in just a second, stranger.
There's no hurry.
Now then, I'll see if we both got this straight. You got enough supplies to last you for anyhow 3 months. Anything you find during that time, we split 50-50.
Fair enough. Pearson always made us sign over all but a quarter.
Shucks, Ike, with me, you don't have to sign nothing. If your promise ain't no good, then neither's your mark. Now, if at the end of 3 months you ain't located pay dirt, you don't owe me nothing. That's the chance I'm taking. Whatever you do find, I'll hire fellas to work it. Or if you'd rather work your own claim, I'll pay your wages over and above your half the gold. That clear?
Lige, you're all right. You know what Pearson all has done?
I've heard things.
He fixed it so we all owed him the amount of the grub stake, no matter what.
Where'd you go to him for?
Who else was there till you started up? You'll find the boys will appreciate your giving them a fair shake, Lige.
When you leaving?
In the morning. Sun up, maybe.
Well, drop around here, then. I'll have everything ready.
Fine. Want me for anything, I'll be in the cafe. If I don't set up a few before I head for the hills, the boys won't like it.
Well, stranger?
A side of bacon.
Side of bacon? I got just what you want. Prime stuff.
You can't get away with it.
Huh? Oh, howdy, Pearson.
I seen him go out of here.
Yeah? Who?
Ike Sims.
Sure, I just left. Why?
You grub-staked him.
Uh-huh.
For 10 years I've been grub-staking Ike.
Yeah, making plenty.
And now he comes to you.
Any law against it?
He ain't the only one. In the last 2 months, you grub-staked most of my men.
Your men? How do you figure?
Well, ain't they? If they all has come to me before.
To get cheated, yeah.
What?
I aim to see they get the treatment from me I'd like to get from them. Got a notion I can do all right without no sharp practice. You know why they ain't stayed on you, Pearson? Because you never treated them honest.
I'll buy you out.
Nope, I reckon not.
I'll give you $5,000 for your place, lock, stock, and barrel. That's twice what it's worth.
On the condition I clear out, eh?
Of course.
Nothing doing. I'm satisfied the way things are. Figure I'll stay.
You won't sell?
Ain't that what I said?
You'll be sorry for it, Lige.
Yeah? Well, if you'll excuse me, I was waiting on a customer. Want to buy anything, stay around. If you don't, I reckon there's nothing more for us to talk about.
The blazes with your customer.
Hold on.
You won't.
Call me what you want, but don't try to bulldoze my customers. I'll have
you
them.
Do what?
Let go of me.
I'll teach you. Hey!
Outside.
You can't.
I said outside.
Take your dirty hands off me. Leave me go, Blasher. Doggone your hands. You can't do this to me.
That's the way to handle them, stranger. Just toss them out.
Go on your way and don't come back.
Ouch! I'll get you for this, stranger. I'll fix you. You can't.
Stranger, I wouldn't have missed that for all the gold in California. The way you handled that skunk was a sight to see.
Watch out for that fellow, Lige.
Oh, I ain't scared.
He's been making a good living grub-staking these prospectors. If you continue, he'll have to get out.
Which would be a blame good thing.
If he goes willingly.
What choice has he got?
Wait and see. He hasn't left yet. Following morning, Ike Sims collected his outfit and headed into the hills. 2 months passed. Pearson had made no trouble for Lige Tuttle, but one day the door of Lige's store burst open and...
Lige, where are you, Lige?
Huh? That you, Ike? Oh, back already. Run out of grub?
Lige, we're rich.
Huh?
Rich, you hear me? Just struck it. Biggest strike ever made. Yippee!
What?
Hey, get that foolish look off your face. I ain't joking. I mean it. Don't you savvy? We're rich, Lige. Rich.
Oh.
40 years of prospecting and never seen nothing like it.
Where about you strike it?
Just beyond Big Bear Creek. But it ain't flasher stuff. No, sirree, it ain't. It's a vein. We got us a mine. By Jiminy Lige, we're mine owners.
You bring sample?
A sack full.
If it assays
it's
good...
It's been assayed already. A stop at Rock City. They said they'd never seen the like.
It staked?
Staked a claim and filed on it. You don't catch me napping. No buzzard of a claim jumper will ever get no gold of mine. Oh, quit looking like you can't believe it, Lige. It's true. So help me, it's true.
Then you get right back there.
What?
I'll get your rifle. I'll get your grub. As soon as I can, I'll send men to join you. But right now, you guard that claim. And if anybody so much as tries to set a foot on it, blast them off.
News of the strike spread swiftly throughout the territory and...
Gold! Ike struck gold! There ain't been such a strike in 40 years. Ike struck gold!
Ike Sims from Comanche Corners?
That's the fellow, stranger. Now, you'll have to excuse me. More want to hear about this. Get up there. Get along with it. Get up there.
Ike Sims.
Him.
I remember him now. That's the old fellow I told you I met in the general store there. We're going back, Kimasabe.
It's a long way.
And the sooner we start, the better. Come on,
Silver. Get him up.
Hail, Silver! Away!
Thank you.
sore because you didn't get a chance to grubstake Ike.
How does it feel to just miss being a millionaire?
How are you and Lige getting along?
Bet you could chaw his ears off.
Go on, you fools. Have your fun. Think it's a good one on me, don't you? When you mark what I say, before Ike's through, he's going to be plenty sorry it wasn't me that grubstaked him.
He don't act like it now.
Joe.
Yeah?
Step over here. I've been looking for you.
I was out of town.
I know you was. Where you been?
Just after a little hunting. Why?
Sit down.
Sure. Yeah. What's up?
I'll show them.
Huh? Show who?
Them fools that think this is funny. Them fools standing there at the bar that ain't got the sense to savvy this is just what I've been waiting for.
You mean Ike finding gold?
What else did you think I meant?
Well, don't hop on me. I just asked.
Yeah. I know. Guess all this talk has been getting on my nerves a little. But, Joe, how would you like to do something for me?
For pay?
Good pay. $100.
Sounds all right. What is it?
A job that only you can do. A job calling for somebody that can get around as quiet as an engine and leave just a little sign.
That's me.
Ike's back in the hills, sitting on them claims and waiting for Lige to hire men to help him work them.
Is that right?
You happen to know the agreement he's got with Lige?
What do you mean?
Well, you knew they were sharing 50-50, didn't you?
Oh, sure.
They made our partnership papers after Ike found his strike. I know what's in them.
Yeah?
If anything happens to either one of them, the other gets the whole shebang.
That's usual, ain't it?
Uh-huh, it's usual. That's what I meant when I said I'd just been waiting for Ike or any of them prospectors Lige grubstake to make a strike. I figured that's just the kind of an agreement they'd make.
What good is that to you?
Well, the prospectors don't like me, Joe. They say I cheated them wherever I could, and I...
Well, you did, didn't you?
Maybe. But there's one thing I never did.
And what's that?
Try to murder one of the fellas I'd grubstake to get the hull claim.
You mean that Lige...
I don't know it. He don't suspicion it. He ain't even planned it. But you do like I say, and he's going to be wanted for attempted murder.
A week later, in the hills to the south of Comanche Corners...
The claim is somewhere in here, Tonto.
We've
come 5 miles, haven't we, since we circled that ridge?
Not right.
And we should find Ike's camp beyond that next rise. He may be suspicious because of my mask, but we'll manage that.
Maybe him. There, shot!
Three, the signal for help.
I'm
just over the rise. Come on,
get him up, Scout!
Hello there! What's the trouble?
Their cabin.
No one answers.
Maybe him inside.
Come on,
get him up. Get him up, Scout.
Hello, inside.
Oh, Scout.
Oh, Silver. Oh. The door's open. Ike, what's happened?
I've been poisoned, stranger. Poisoned.
Give me a hand with him, Tonto. Get him off the floor, onto the cot. How do you feel, Ike? How were you poisoned?
My grub. The grub was poisoned. I got awful cramps. My throat's terrible dry. My legs, I can't use them.
Arsenic. Tonto, heat up that coffee. Make it strong.
Me do that.
Ike, how did this happen?
The dirty crook.
Who?
Couldn't be, but just one feller. He's the only one that had a chance at the grub.
Oh. Yes?
Lige. That's who it was. Lige, the polecat. He wanted everything for himself.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. For 3 days, the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched over the elderly prospector while he rapidly regained his strength. Then early on the morning of the 4th, as they led their horses back to camp after watering them, the masked man caught Tonto's arm. Tonto.
Wait, what matter?
Look there. The door to the cabin.
Him saddle horse.
Ike's leaving. He doesn't know we're awake yet. He's got an idea. He can get away without our knowing it.
Maybe him make trouble.
He's bound. He's going to have things out with Lige. If the two of them meet now, the way Ike's feeling, they'll be shooting. And that isn't going to happen. Look, he's cinching up. Come on.
Good morning.
Huh? Oh, morning. Morning there.
Going someplace?
Just thought maybe I'd take a little ride, that's all. Just thought maybe I'd do me a little good to get in the saddle again.
Now, how far were you going?
Not far, friend, not far. Maybe down the trail a ways and back.
We expect to be back by noon?
Noon? Oh, sure. I'll be back by then.
Well, let's have a look here.
Hey, now, you keep your hands off my saddlebags.
There's enough food packed here to last all the way to town. You just intended a short ride. You wouldn't need it.
Well, I...
Tonto, unpack this stuff and take it back in the cabin.
Tonto, do that.
Dad, Bennett, you look here. Tonto, you leave that grub be. If I wanted it along, that's my business, and nobody's got a right to meddle.
Go on, Tonto. Inside with it.
You're blasted all you can.
You were riding to town to see Lige.
But I was...
You were going to accuse Lige of trying to murder you. Don't deny it.
All right, then. I was, doggone it. And he did try to poison me. He's a sneaking killer. He's a low-down, ornery, no-good...
Not so fast. It may be all the things you say, but it hasn't been proved.
It has, too. You know it just as well as I do. Ain't nobody touched my grub excepting Lige and me. You think I poisoned myself, do you?
I don't.
There. You're admitting it yourself. Lige is the polecat.
I've examined your supplies, Ike.
And found them poisoned, like I said. We ain't been able to touch them. We've had to live on what you brung along. It all goes to show
Wait.
That it was...
I said I made an examination. I did. I also found poison, as you say, but not enough poison to have killed you. You thanked us for saving your life. We didn't. You would have recovered by yourself.
You're loco.
You're hearing the truth. Lige knows arsenic. He sells it at his store. He'd know how much was required to kill.
But don't
but
you
your
see
food was poisoned only enough to make you ill.
Am I to let him off just because he made a mistake?
For all we know, the man who placed the poison in your food did not make a mistake.
But I don't get it.
Perhaps he didn't want you to die. Perhaps he wanted you to live to return to town and accuse Lige of attempted murder.
You're just guessing.
Right.
Well, then
I'm guessing, but I'm riding to town. When I'm through, I'll have the truth. Ranger stopped to disguise himself before he reached Comanche Corners and then rode on until he came to the edge of town. He concealed his great horse Silver in an arroyo and continued on foot to the cafe. Shortly afterward, a strange rumor swept the town.
Ike! Ike Sims been murdered!
You hear what's being said, man? Ike's been murdered!
Ellis, listen to me. Maybe Lige knows something about this, and maybe he don't. What I say is, let's find out. Let's go to his place and hear what he's got to say. Come on, we'll go there right now.
I seen you before, stranger. Ain't you been in here some time to get supplies?
About 3 months ago, Lige.
Thought I recollected you. I was just...
Oh, Lacey.
Eh, Marty? What is it?
Oh, my stars, Lige. You just look at that crowd. Barely fills the street. Great day. They're coming here.
Oh, what in thunder's going
Pearson's on? Pearson's with them.
Huh? There he is. That's your noise. Now we'll find out what he knows.
Lige, what's this about Ike being killed?
Come on, talk up.
What's that you said about Ike?
He was murdered.
No.
And we come here to see what you got to say about it.
What I have... Wait now.
I never had
to think... It wouldn't be that you aim to get them claims all for yourself, would it?
Answer that one, mister.
Wait. Hold on now, folks. This is the first I've heard about it. Give me a chance to think. Gosh, Ike dead. Well, I can hardly believe
it. You're just acting.
Don't put on to fool us.
Give Lodge a chance to talk. You fellas just accusing him without no reason.
We got plenty of reason.
If Ike was poisoned, it has to be Lodge. Who else stood to gain by it? Who had the same chance?
Ike got all his grub from Lodge, didn't he?
You mean to say Ike died from poisoning?
Don't pretend you don't know it.
No. Wait. It wasn't me that done it. I swear, folks, I swear it didn't. No.
Look at him. Look at him, man. Can't you just tell from looking at him he's lying? It's writ on him plain as printing. There's the fella made out to be such a good friend of the prospectors hereabout. There's the fella said he was going to give them all a fair shake. And why? Why fur? Do I have to give you the answers? Can't you see it for yourself?
Yeah, he's right, fellas, he's right.
And if you don't believe what I say...
You said enough. Get out.
Look here, you...
All of you, get out. Clear the store.
Who are you?
No stranger can tell us
what
to do.
You have exactly 10 seconds.
But what do you mean?
Exactly 10 seconds.
Don't let him bluff you, man.
You think it's a bluff? If it is, call it.
We didn't come here looking for no trouble.
We just thought...
Outside.
Come on, fellas. There's always another time to take...
Anyway, we know whose side you're on, stranger.
And don't think it'll be forgotten, either.
Close the door behind you.
I don't know what to say, stranger. That's the second time you've helped me.
When I came into town, I thought it was possible you would try to kill Ike.
Huh? You knew about it before?
Now I know you didn't.
I swear I didn't.
Don't worry. Before long, the whole town will know the same.
Before leaving Lige Tuttle's store, the Lone Ranger questioned him concerning Pearson and the swarthy fellow he had heard Pearson address as Joe. Later, still disguised, he had a brief talk with the sheriff. Then he disappeared. But that night, long after the townspeople had gone to bed, he put on his mask and silently approached Joe's one-room shack. Inside, Joe dozed on his cot, fully clothed. He stirred restlessly until a shout outside wakened him and...
Hold on there,
Pearson!
What the...
Pearson! Who's that? What the...
Get back.
Miss!
I thought I'd find you together.
Hey, look here.
What's Pearson doing here? What's his connection with you?
What are you talking about?
I don't have to explain. You understand me.
Pearson warn't here?
No?
He warn't. I was sleeping. I've been sleeping all evening. I was sleeping until you... Hey... You was yelling at Pearson. What no...
You expect me to believe you?
Where'd you see Pearson?
You're sure you didn't see me coming and send Pearson out the back door?
I never. What's it to you anyhow? I don't ever...
I'll soon find out what happened. Walk ahead of me.
Why,
the back door. Go on.
What are you looking for?
Footprints. It's damp outside. Pearson was in here. He left tracks.
There ain't none.
Open the door. You'll see there are tracks outside.
I don't...
Open it.
Yeah.
Shotgun. Someone fixed this shotgun go off when this door was open.
You sure?
Look for yourself.
Propped up on a forked stick. Hey, look here. Look where string was tied to the trigger and fixed to the door. See? Here's a piece that broke off.
Who wants you out of the way, Joe?
Pearson. You seen Pearson out back here. I'm the only one besides him that knows of... Give me that gun.
What are you going to...
I don't know what you come here for, and I don't care. Whatever it is, I can wait. Get out of my way. I'm settling with a skunk. Open up. Open this door, do you hear me? I know you ain't no your double-crossing coyote. Open up before I blast this door right off its hinges.
Joe, what in...
You murdering sidewinder.
Joe, what's the matter?
Well, you figured I knew too much. You figured if you closed my mouth, then you'd be safe.
Well, I don't
see
know.
This shotgun? Recognize it? It's a gun you rigged to kill me.
You've gone clean off your head.
I was out of my head to do your dirty work. I wish it had been your grub I'd poison instead of Ike's.
Quiet.
Don't try to shut me up.
You're going to hear what I think of you. Then you're going to get just what you'd fixed for me. A hide full of shot.
Oh, wait, Joe.
Then let's see you try your double-crossing tricks on anybody.
Joe, something's wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. If somebody said I tried to kill you, they was lying.
Nobody told me. I found it out for myself.
Well, I'm trying
to... I've seen your footprints. Here's the shotgun was going to blast me. And if you hadn't been in such a hurry when you seen that masked fella coming, you'd likely had time to aim it right.
What masked man?
The one you run from.
Well, I don't know.
I'm the masked man he means, Pearson.
I've never seen you before. Joe, where'd you get the notion I ran away from him?
He didn't, Joe. What? But
I called Pearson's name, planning for you to hear it. You believed he'd been in the back of your shack, which was just what I wanted you to believe, because then you were convinced it was Pearson who fixed that shotgun.
Well, if he didn't, who did?
I did.
You?
Just as I spread the rumor that Ike had been murdered. I didn't say how he had died, but both of you were so certain he died from the arsenic you put in his food that you took it for granted he died from poisoning. You fixed that poison, Joe. Pearson hired you for the job because you know how to conceal your trail. Indians taught you how to do that, Joe. I learned that from the sheriff.
Why, you reach, Pearson. You're covered. Come in, boys.
You scamp. We heard Joe tell how you hired him to poison our scum.
You'll both hang for murder.
Just murder.
But they just admitted
it. Ike isn't dead. I let these fellows believe he was to get them to show their hand.
Well, doggone, that's the best news I've heard in a coon's age. But what got into these fellas? What'd they hope to gain by their scheming?
Pearson wanted you discredited, Lige. If I could return with a story that he'd been poisoned, you would have been the logical suspect. In fact, you were suspected. Every prospector who had left Pearson to be grubstaked by you would have returned to Pearson again.
Why, the blasted sidewinder!
Maybe we can't hang him, but if they don't get a good long jail sentence, we'll run him out of town on a rail.
If they ain't jailed, I'll help you.
Me too. Lige, you got the masked man to thank for plenty.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.